Blog Talk Radio.
As a master mechanic is to knowing how to fix an automobile. But some people, however, do not get the best of Dr. Care when finding any doctor, let alone a reputable doctor. But in this case, finding adequate care comes along with carefully selecting the right provider for each individual case. In this episode of American Psychosis Radio with Jory Rowe, we will go over a list of well-known psychiatrists and their credentials with the listeners and hosts on this 30-minute journey to the world's most knowledgeable doctors in mental health, as well as psychotherapists. There will be a time allotted for phone calls, and hopefully the show will be connected to social media, such as Facebook, Twitter, and blogtalkradio.com. Welcome to American Psychosis Radio, where you're listening to me, Corey Rowe, and leaving everyone else alone. And tonight's show is going to be about, well-known psychiatrists. So let's first start out with this day in history. As I scroll down here, and we're going to find out what took place on this very day in history as we peruse the internet about that. So let's start with automotive. That's just the first thing I see on history.com. In 2004, believe it or not, Oprah Winfrey gives away nearly 300 new cars. Oprah gives away nearly 300 new cars. Well, I ain't going to complain that I didn't get one of them. But in the Cold War era of the whole issue, if I can scroll my page over here far enough, the new book says, War with Russia is the greatest U.S. threat. In 1971, Attica prison riot ends. I wonder if that has to do with Attica, Indiana. Not really sure. And disaster-wise, in 1989, devastating storm heads towards the Caribbean. And for all you Law and Order fans, that show debuted in 1990. And sadly, in music on that day, on this day in the year 1996, Tupac Shakur dies. And presidential, 1980, President Carter attends Willie Nelson's concert at the White House. How about that? All on this day in history. Now let's move along to tonight's show, and we're going to talk about there are only five of the greatest psychiatrists that are alive today. And this was posted on December 7th, 2012, this article I'm going to read and highlight, not really read, but highlight from December 7th, 2012 by GEScienceprize.org. Check it out. But I'm just going to highlight these five different psychiatrists and their credentials here on tonight's half-hour broadcast on American Psychosis Radio with me, your host, very well. If the mental list of famous psychiatrists stops at Freud and Jung, which we're going to do a show about Sigmund Freud in the future, I'll shout that out to you towards the end of the show when that show. But it's time to familiarize yourself with some of the great psychiatric professionals alive today, from researchers to cure members to forensic experts. Today's leading psychiatrists have wielded significant influence on modern society. There is no shortage of critical research or shimmering controversy in the present-day realm of psychiatry, and the list includes some of the most major players. Here, what I'm about ready to highlight will introduce you to five of the most well-known psychiatrists of our time, starting the list out with Alan Francis. Do we put doctor in front of their name? I would say so. This American psychiatrist, Alan Francis, he's currently a professor. Now, this is as of 2012. So I don't know about exactly right now, but we'll check another list to see if it occurs with the list that I'm reading from, highlighting the information from as well as different other psychotherapy people as well. Not necessarily doctors, but licensed clinical and practical social workers, whatever they are, I'm not really sure. But this Dr. Alan Francis is a professor emeritus at Duke University, where he previously served as a chair of the Department of Psychiatry for the Duke University School of Medicine. Dr. Francis also held a chair position on the DSM-IV Task Force, the DSM, or Diagnostic and Statistics Manual of Mental Disorders, provides a standard criteria for the classification of mental disorders. After significant involvement with the third and fourth editions of the manual, Francis is now a leading opponent of proposed revisions to the fifth edition. There might be a sixth edition by now. Speaking in the New York Times open editorial of his reluctant conclusion to that American Psychiatric Association should lose its nearly century-old monopoly on defining mental illness. But Francis disagrees with expanding definitions of mental illnesses, which he argues would medicalize normality and lead to millions of people on now classified as mentally healthy being diagnosed with a mental disorder. Because if you cover it totally, I would say if you cover this, that matter that I just highlighted there, if you took it to a whole level, and medicalized normality. I have a hard time with those two words there alone. I just don't know why, but I do. But let's move on down the line before we cut to a small break. Is Dr. Keith Adler. Dr. Adler. I'm going to put doctor in front of these people's names. They got the credentials that they couldn't, how could they not be a doctor? A recognizable public face of psychiatry, Keith Adler is an American psychiatrist, expert witness, best-selling author, Fox News contributing psychiatrist, and former television personality. A supporter of insight-oriented psychotherapy, Adler is also the co-founder of the New England Brain Mind Institute, and in 2011 launched a life coach. How about that? But Adler has privately practiced forensic adult and adolescent psychiatry since 1996 and has testified as expert witness in a number of high-profile cases, including those of Clark Rockefeller and Barry Winkler. He had also lectured on forensic psychiatry at the Tufts University School of Medicine. There from June 2006 to June 2007, he hosted his own daily national television show, The Dr. Keith Adler Show. His other ties to the news and entertainment industry include columnists, positions for various newspapers, appearances on The Oprah Winfrey Show, The Howard Stern Show, The Today Show, and The O'Reilly Factor, and his commentator and analyst position for the Fox News Channel. I might have seen him on Fox before. If you have, I would say, you know who I'm talking about. Now, we're going to cut to, before we go to Michael Purse, Dr. Michael Purse, I do want to cut to a small break and just let you absorb this information very gently. And we'll be back in 2 minutes here on the American Psychosis Rate, your host. This is American Psychosis Radio with your host, Billy Rowe. This show, we're going to be talking about five greatest psychiatrists that are still alive today. Continuing on with Dr. Michael Purse, an American psychiatrist, Dr. Purse specializes in diagnostic criteria for mental disorders. His achievements have included editing the DSM-5. That's the diagnostics manual that I was talking about earlier in Dr. Abbott's passage. But you know what I'm talking about. And serving as the consultant to the World Health Organization for the revision of ICD-11, Purse is currently a professor of clinical psychiatry at Columbia University. I venture to say that Columbia University is one of the main schools that doctors of psychiatry attend to learn the stuff about human behavior and what goes wrong and what is needed to fix it or correct it or treat it. But he was educated at Princeton, the University of Pittsburgh, and Columbia Presbyterian Medical Center. First is a frequent contributor to the literature of discussion on diagnostic controversies. He has written on depression and eating disorders, and coined the phrase body integrity identity disorder, BIID, body integrity identity disorder, with a clinical desire for amputation or paralysis. Dr. First co-authored Am I Okay? A Layman's Guide to the Psychiatrist's Bible. Fellow leading psychiatrist Alan Francis. He made media news when he provided an expert opinion during the trial of a convicted Al Qaeda conspirator, Zachariah Sui. Mm-hmm. Now let's move on down the line and talk a little bit about Robert Spitzer. Now retired, Dr. Robert Spitzer was a major contributor to the modern classification system for mental disorders, and he has been called one of the most influential psychiatrists of the 20th century. A member of the research faculty at the Columbia University Center for Psychoanalytic Training and Research, Spitzer was awarded the Thomas Alman Medal at the New York Academy of Medicine for his contributions to the field of psychology. Spitzer is recognized also for co-developing a computer program known as the AGNO-1, I believe, which derives diagnosis based on logical decision tree, mood disorder questionnaire used to diagnose bipolar disorder, and the patient health questionnaire, which can be used for self-diagnosis. He is also known for some controversial work on homosexuality. How about that? I wouldn't know if anybody would delve into that subject part. But who knows what these people that study this stuff come up with. But Dr. Ray Blanchard, Dr. Ray Blanchard, a American-Canadian psychiatrist, was educated at the University of Pennsylvania and the University of Illinois. He did his postdoctoral research at the Houston University. He has served on the Center for Addiction and Mental Health and APA DSM 1B Subcommittee on Gender Identity Disorders. In 1995, he was named Head of Clinical Sexology Services at the Law and Mental Health Services of CAMH and is now Professor of Psychiatry at the University of Toronto. Blanchard is known for his research on the paternal birth order of bacteria sexual orientation, on male to female gender dysphoria, and on various paraphilias. Now, these sources got this information from us by the New York Times, diagnosing the DSM, Alan Francis of May 2012, and Columbia University, Columbia Psychiatry. Now, we're going to close this one here off, and we're just going to sit here and talk for the next 12 minutes, but after you have another short break, and a lot of time for phone calls, if you're interested in phoning in, call 1-657-383-1169. Talk to me, the host, directly into the studio. That's 657-383-1169. And call in and tell me, you know, of any psychiatric person or a person that works in the psychiatric science that's been a good help. I'd like to know about it. Let's say you can call 657-383-1169 on American Psychosis Radio with host Jory Will. Okay, now we're back here on American Psychosis Radio with host Jory Will. I was having problems with activating the microphone for the sorry for the dead air. Sometimes things just happen. I can only accept that as things that happen in my mind. Against all odds, I'm probably better off than I am now. But I was just Googling for 10 seconds. And we did the top 5 psychiatrists that are still alive today. Let's go with the top 10 most influential psychiatrists for the last 10 minutes of the show. And before we close it off for tonight. Now, if we start and we go with number 10, let's talk a little bit about Carl Lash, born in 1890, passed away in 1958. Carl Lashley, well, scoot the page over here a little bit. Carl Lashley is the debatable choice for the 10th spot. He was selected because he was one of the first psychologists to try to understand the physiological underpinnings of behavior. Lashley was an American psychologist who initially worked with John Watson. However, Watson was never very interested in the brain behavior relationship, and Flashley eventually went his own direction. So, let's do B.S. Skinner real quick. 1904 passes away in 1990. B.S. Skinner is one of the few psychologists with the name recognition outside the field. Much of this had to do with the charismatic personality, his charismatic personality. Excellent writing ability. He originally wanted to be a novelist. And confrontational style. With a confrontational style, Skinner was convinced that his approach to psychology was the only reasonable one and had little patience on opposing views. With arrogance set aside, few men in history can claim to have created the vocabulary for an entire discipline. In psychology, we speak of operant conditioning, positive reinforcement, and shaping. These are terms introduced and popularized by Skinner. Now let's talk about Gene Page. I guess that's how you say his name. Like I said, most of these type of people come from overseas, but weird names. But in 1896, this man was born, passing away in 1980. His first chief, though, Page, was not the psychologist. His training was a natural scientist. But as a young man growing in Switzerland, he was interested in fossils, shells, and birds. However, after finishing his degree, he became interested in developing embryology of intelligence. Initially, he planned to spend only a few years on this, but he ended up spending 6 years observing children and their abilities and formulating his highly influential theory of cognitive development. Now let's talk about Abraham Maslow, born in 1908, passed away in 1970. Maslow, an American psychologist, was familiar with his two dominant forces in psychology during the mid-20th century, namely psychoanalysis and behavioralism. Maslow felt that neither of these approaches adequately explained human experience. Now let's talk about Max Wertheimer, born in 1880, passed away in 1943. Wertheimer was a German psychologist, fascinated by the fact that we often see is not what is present. For example, when we watch movies, we are actually watching several still pictures presented quickly in a sequence. What we see is movement up on the screen. Wertheimer believed that our minds do something to do the perceived image to create this apparent movement. I greatly agree with that. I couldn't tell you why, but in my mind as a schizophrenic, I greatly agree with that. Make sure we don't have any callers on the switchboard. Let's move on down the line to Alfred Binet, 1857 to 1911. During the late 1800s, intelligence was conceptualized as a psychological quality passed on from one generation to another. What was needed was a way to successfully measure this particular quality. Binet was a French psychologist, approached by French government to assist in developing a number of tests to discriminate between children of normal ability and children who need extra educational assistance. I most certainly could have used that. But we're not going to go and read about Wilhelm Wundt from 1832 living to 1920. Boy, these people lived to be a very bright old age. And even John Watts, I heard of him from 1878 to 1958. Few famous men have started out so ignominiously. John Watts is the son of a drunkard who's abandoned his family, and an extremely pious woman who made Watson promise to become a minister. Unfortunately, as a young man growing up in South Carolina, Watson was well on his way to juvenile delinquency. For some odd reason, and perhaps in the interest of pleasing his mother, Watson suddenly decided to go to college. Eventually, he graduated from the University of Chicago with his first PhD in psychology. Sigmund Freud, from 1856 to 1939. We're going to address on him for right now. And William James, from 1842 to 1910. We're going to do a show about those two individuals. When we continue on with American Psychosis Radio in the next upcoming few months, and we're going to work on finding some show topics and ideas for 2016. I want to make the show a lot better by then. Hopefully figure some of this stuff out on blogtalkradio.com. And meanwhile, I want to go over here just what the next show is going to be about. Now, this show is supposed to be about why our pets mean so much to us. I didn't accurately find much information about that topic. So we're going to talk about back to reality or back from vacation. In the next show here on American Psychosis Radio, if things don't change, I mean, if I can find some information to talk about that topic, a very well topic about coming back to reality or back from vacation, whatever that's supposed to mean, because I wrote these topics as in the midst of psychosis mainly for the last 2 months. And anyway, if anything changes, I'll let the listeners know. So, and since this is an unpaid account, there are 5 concurrent listeners allowed to listen simultaneously. So when getting on to listen to me live, hit your spot early. And the last show in this month will be the Sigmund Freud story, and The Depths of the Mind. We'll study about him, read up about him, and tell you about him, as he was more or less a neurologist, I think, rather than a psychiatrist. But anyway, right now that's beside the point. We are winding down on time for this show, and if you listen to me and let everyone else know, I'm glad for you. And like I said, I don't know if some of these topics might not be in the future. Anyway, we're running out of time for now, and next week we'll talk about back to reality or from vacation. It was Jory Rowe here on American Psychosis. Glad you listened to me, and you left everyone else alone. We'll see you next time. This is our 2015 production. We reopen the call now, please.